Hi, everyone, and welcome to Women in Retail Talks. In this episode, Melissa Campanelli, co-founder of the Women in Retail Leadership Circle, speaks with Carolyn Brown, head of e-commerce North America at Anheuser-Busch InBev, a global beverage and brewing company with over 500 brands. Listen in as they discuss AB InBev's focus on user experience technology, the opportunities for women in e-commerce, and Carolyn's work in diversity and inclusion at AB InBev. This episode was recorded live at Shop Talk 2019 in Las Vegas. And now on to the show.
Hi, I'm Melissa Campanelli, the co-founder of the Women in Retail Leadership Circle, and I'm at the FQ Lounge at Shop Talk in Las Vegas. And I'm excited to be here with Carolyn Brown, the head of e-commerce North America for Anheuser-Busch InBev. Thanks for being here, Carolyn.
Thanks for having me.
So we're so excited to have you here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your role at Anheuser-Busch InBev and, you know, in terms of e-commerce, especially what kind of some of the things you're working on?
Sure. So in my role at AB, I actually sit within the ZX Ventures group, which is our innovation and growth division. E-commerce is one of the five pillars within that group. We have e-commerce, we have specialty and craft beer, we have home brewing. We have brand experience team, and we have our explore team, which is the more venture side of the organization. We're really focused on innovating and new technologies, and e-commerce is a part of this group because we really want to make sure that we're incubating e-commerce. Even though it's a small piece of the business today, it has a massive potential to grow and be the leader of the growth for our company leading into the future. So it's a really important piece of the business for us.
It's really forward thinking of the company. I think that's great that they've even put together a division like that. Can you talk about some of the projects you're working on or some of the technologies that you're interested in and that you think might be important for the company going forward in the next few years?
Sure. So in within our group, we work with everyone from Amazon to Drizzly and startup companies. We also work with Walmart.com and Kroger and more traditional retailers. So across the board, we're working with companies that have, you know, Amazon seen as having some of the most advanced technology through to companies that have traditionally, you know, grown as brick and mortar retailers but are now moving into the e-commerce space. We're also seeing a lot of startup companies who are primarily focused on their tech, and some of those companies have really made advancements and started to push the limits for the more traditional companies to kind of catch up as well as sort of advance their own technologies.
So that's great that you're working with all those partners. Can you talk about anything specifically that you're doing though in terms of technology or implementing technology that's something new or different that you haven't done before?
Yeah, we're doing a lot to work on path to purchase and user experience technologies with some of the different retailers that we work with, as well as some of the marketplaces that we work with. So we're doing a lot on search engine optimization, a lot on content creation, content syndication, which is another big piece of our business. You know, we're very proud of our brands at Anheuser-Busch, and we want to make sure that those are portrayed as best as possible to customers that are shopping for them online. So content syndication is a huge thing for us. We're also exploring, you know, what it looks like if we build out our own marketplace for retailers and how they can allow shoppers to find our products within their online retail stores.
Wow, that's great. That's really interesting. I know marketplaces are really hot, so that makes a lot of sense. Just an ease of use application, I would think, of technology. So you're a woman in e-commerce. Can you talk about some opportunities there for maybe some of the women listening and for e-commerce as a woman?
I think one of the biggest things for us to recognize as women in the e-commerce space and in the retail space as a whole is that historically and through today, our primary shopper is typically a woman. It's really important for us to lean into that and make sure that as women that we sort of take command of, you know, knowing that we fully understand that consumer and are that consumer. So I think it's really important that as we look to new technologies, what are those things that are really going to help women shop online? What are women looking for in terms of ratings and reviews and trusting different sources? You know, they typically trust other women. So when we're thinking about technologies, you know, everything from female-founded companies through to being able to filter reviews for people who are like us. So in our case, that's other women. So if I'm a woman looking for different beer brands online, I want to know what other women are drinking, not necessarily, or as well as, you know, what everyone is drinking. So I think that's a really important piece, is to know that, you know, our primary shopper, especially in the grocery space, is a woman.
So at Women in Retail Leadership Circle and in the Inner Circle newsletter, we talk a lot about women helping other women and how important that is in business and in retail and in technology. Could you talk about some ways that you personally, or Anheuser-Busch InBev, what you're doing to, you know, to help women rise in your company?
Yeah, so one thing that I'm very proud of, my team is 60% women. And I recently just hired two women. They were the most qualified candidates for the role, and was able to sort of flip that ratio. Another thing that I'm doing is I sit as one of the pillar leads for our diversity and inclusion group. We have four pillars that we're working on, and inclusiveness and diversity of thought is a big one for us. And one of the things that we're doing is creating mentor-mentee relationships, both from the leadership side, being a mentor to someone, as well as allowing people who are subject matter experts, particularly women, be a mentor to someone who's a senior leader and teach them something new. So that's a really interesting initiative that we've recently launched. Another thing that we're doing is leaning into better support for parents in our office. So, for example, we recently partnered with Bright Horizons on backup childcare to make sure that, you know, women in our office, you know, never feel like they have to stay home and they can always have someone available to as backup childcare.
Fantastic. That's great. So just in closing, we talked a lot about some of the future thoughts for Anheuser-Busch InBev, but could you talk a little bit about some of your personal or professional goals for the year ahead?
Yeah, so, you know, I've been at Anheuser-Busch for 8 years now, and beer is a very male-dominated industry historically, but we're doing a lot of research and looking at a lot of data, and I really want to see myself be a part of that as we look into both the next year, the next 5 years, and the next 20 years of the company. I think it's really important that we take a look at some of our historical data as far as promotions and ratings and reviews and performance reviews for both men and women in our company, and make sure that, you know, everyone's getting equal opportunities. So as far as my role goes, I'm really proud to be in a you know, senior leadership role within the company as a woman in a male-dominated industry, but also to be it feels like a privilege to be a part of our organization at a time when we're really starting to take very seriously looking into data and using that to drive career conversations and make decisions and encourage, you know, other women to not only stand up for themselves, but also to, you know, make sure that they're getting the attention that they need from senior leadership to get the promotions they deserve. And yeah, we really looking forward to equaling the playing field.
Well, great. That's so interesting. I love hearing about all those initiatives. Hopefully some other companies will, you know, hear this and make some changes for themselves. So thank you so much, Carolyn. It was great to talk to you again, and hope you're enjoying Shop Talk, and we'll talk soon.
Great. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at wirlc.com/podcasts for show notes. Women in Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, and now on Spotify. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Women in Retail Talks.